This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports.
This is Bradford Owls High School Basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM, WESB, Bradford.
Good evening. Good evening and welcome to the Owl's Nest, where tonight your Bradford Owls are going to take on the Port Allegheny Gators. We've got a lot to get to in a short time, so... This is James Patrick here tonight alongside Gavin Piscatelli. There's a buzz in the air tonight, Gavin. It's senior night.
Yeah. We got our counterparts across the court, the ESPN guys from the high school. So it's going to be a fun night, crowded gym. It's a perfect senior night on a Friday night.
It is. It's a packed house. Your Bradford Owls coming off a tough loss in St. Mary's the other night. They had a lead early. St. Mary's battled back, hit a three at the buzzer at the end of the first quarter, and then really took over the game from there.
That was just a tough loss for the Owls, especially after manhandling St. Mary's up here a few weeks prior to that game.
Yep.
So we got a few keys to the game tonight, the three C's. First is crisp passes. Make sure that the Port Allegheny Gators aren't jumping the passing lanes, getting steals and tips and going the other way. Also, play clean defense. No need to pick up fouls when they're not necessary. Be straight up in the post. Good closeouts. And then lastly, are the clearouts. When shots go up defensively and offensively, go get some boards. But just looking at the warm-ups, Jared Funk and Braylon Button, they got some size on the Owls here tonight.
Yeah. Let's get back to that senior night thing. The Owls have six seniors tonight that they're recognizing. Adam Ward, Jake France, Brendan Warner, Chase Weinberg, Wyatt Stark, and Nasir Armstrong. So they had pregame festivities for those seniors as well as the seniors from Port Allegheny. We're going to take a short break here for the national anthem. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
Okay, welcome back. James Patrick alongside Gavin Piscatelli here at the Owl's Nest. Special buzz in the air tonight because of the senior night, packed house. Everyone seems to be excited. Let's get to tonight's starting lineups.
Yeah, so first for the visiting Port Allegheny Gators, number two, Isaac Amo. Number three, Jared Funk. Number 10, Nick Wilfung. Number 11, Braylon Button. And number 24, Jake Kozer. And then for your Bradford Owls, we got five seniors. It's good to see these five seniors starting. They're here for all 4 years while they're here. So it's Adam Ward, Jake Franz, Brendan Warner, Chase Weinberg, and then Wyatt Stark's getting the start tonight. So that's really good to see, the five four-year players here for the Owls getting the nod tonight.
Very nice acknowledgement by the coach. So the Owls look to get back on the winning track here tonight. Hopefully they can, those keys will come true for us.
Hopefully, yeah. Because, Port Allegheny, they just got size underneath, and especially early on with no talent in the lineup. So it might be kind of hard to get some clear outs on Funk and Button because, they are without a doubt the two tallest on the court. Weinberg's going to obviously have to guard the other one. It's going to be interesting to see who guards the other.
Yep. And earlier tonight in the JV game, the JV Owls continued their very good season. I believe there's only three losses. They won 49-16 tonight. And a lot of their younger players, the ninth graders, got in.
Yeah, that's good to see, you know, starting them young. And hopefully they're setting the stage for this one right here.
There's certainly been quality minutes by underclassmen all year long, so future looks bright. Last-minute instructions by the coaches, and we'll be getting underway here. So thank you for joining us for your Friday evening entertainment here from the Owl's Nest.
Quick little score update before we get started. The St. Bonaventure Bonnies are currently trailing the Dayton Flyers by a score of 21-17. That game is on ESPN2.
Thank you, Gavin. Looks like Chase Weinberg's going to jump against Jared Funk. We're about to get underway. Bradford is in their home whites with red and black trim. Port Allegheny in their road blacks with orange trim. And we're underway. Port Allegheny wins the tip. Looks like Kowser's going to run it with Will Fong. Out to Funk. Funk. Owls in a man-to-man defense. Amel back out to Funk. Funk out top of the key. Good defense here by your Owls.
Very interesting first possession here by the Gators. Funk, the tallest kid on the court, hasn't stepped a foot inside the three-point line as they force up a shot, and Weinberg comes down with the rebound.
Yeah, that was Kowser. Kowser with a shot. Weinberg fought tough for the rebound. So here's your Owls' first possession of the game. Jake France looking underneath. Gets it out to Warner. Warner's going to take a three and nail it. Brendan Warner, senior night, starts it off with a three.
Good luck there from Warner. Not afraid to pull the trigger on that one. Hand in his face, knocked it down.
Owls put the standard, well, not standard, but their very good three-quarter court pressure. And there's a three ball by Funk off the mark, and the Owls are going to get possession. The Owls went with a three-quarter court pressure there and almost, you know, they create havoc
every time. Yeah, you know that right there, they sped up that. Funk took a shot that probably Port Allegheny wasn't exactly looking for. Missed, went out of bounds, so the Owls retained possession.
Jake, give and go, Weinberg. Oh, a little hard by Weinberg, rebounded by Port Allegheny.
That was a good-looking shot there from Chase online, just a little too hard, and a great job by Jake to create an open shot there for Chase.
Port Allegheny works it around the perimeter. Long cross-court pass to Funk. Funk to Kowser. And there is a reach-in foul, I believe, on Adam Ward. That will be his first and the team's first. I'd like to see these guys stay out of foul trouble tonight.
Yeah, clean defense, one of the keys. But again, just kind of interesting. I mean, Funk's been the primary ball handler, and he hasn't gotten really inside. And, I mean, he's got a height advantage on Chase there, and that's just a bad giveaway there.
They weren't on the same page there. So the Owls will pass out of bounds, and the Owls are going to gain possession. Port Allegheny's content with staying back in their, they're in man-to-man. Man-to-man defense.
It was a goofy look, unconventional look there to start.
So here comes Jake France with the ball. Weinberg, top of the key. Adam Ward at the point. France is going to take a three ball. Jake France from up top. The Owls lead 6-0. Here's their three-quarter court pressure. Weinberg with those long arms.
Oh, and Wardy almost got a steal there, but Button go down the other way and lays it up. No good. Good rebound by Weinberg, and the Owls can push it here.
Adam Ward was waiting for a pass underneath by himself. Here comes Weinberg, and he lays it in, and Chase is on the board. And your Owls are lead 8-0. It's going to be a 30-second timeout. We'll take a break with them. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The Modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest. Your Bradford Owls currently lead the Port Allegheny Gators 8-0 with 5:17 to go in the first quarter. Owls off to a really quick start here, both offensively and defensively.
Yeah, they've been super efficient offensively. They haven't taken a single bad shot yet, and they're 3-for-4 from the field, so that's a great start. Port Allegheny getting inside, a few offensive rebounds. Here's a three by Amo, and that one's good. The Gators get on the board with a three-pointer by Isaac Amo.
They did get the ball that time inside to Funk, who put the shot up a little hard and then got a rebound and had it stripped away. So your Owls back on offense, looking for the open man, Jake France. Weinberg, France, Ward, Warner, and Stark on the court for your Owls. Here goes Jake. He finds an opening high up.
Good shot there by Jake, but it went off the...
Too high off the glass.
Yeah, it went off the...
He went all the way to the top of the backboard and hit the cable. Maybe. what a shot that was. And there's a quick hand by France and a great no-look pass by Funk.
And Jake's going to pick up a foul there. Underneath was Button for a layup, and Jake prevented that. But right there, it showed that... Well, Allegheny's not really afraid of that 1-2-2 press. I mean, they beat that with ease.
Yep.
They got Funk to this middle of the court. He's been their primary ball handler, so he's their kind of their quarterback there. And he was able to find Amo in the corner, who dished it down to Button underneath, who's going to go to the line for two shots, and the first one's good.
Real nice no-look pass by Funk there that time down.
So here's going to be the second from Button. That one, the rims around, no good, and good board by Chase.
Warner, across the timeline. Warner back to Weinberg. Weinberg looks down low. Warner thought about a 3.5-point shot. Oh, Adam Ward had an open look, too hard. Here comes Warner down the lane. Hands it off to Weinberg, 10-foot jumper, good. Good ball movement by the Owls there, and Chase hits a mid-range jumper.
That was a good job by Brendan to extend the possession as he almost gets a steal in there, but they're going to get him for a reach and foul here. So it's going to be Brendan's first foul. It's going to be team's third.
Team's third. Here comes Nasir Armstrong into the game, the Owls' other senior, and he comes in for Wyatt Stark. Port Allegheny inbounds to the backcourt, and Bradford backs off. They're going to pick up the defense at half court. They noticed what you did about that pressure, probably. And they work it down low, and there's a three ball by Funk off the mark. Can't tell where Funk is. He's everywhere. Here comes Nasir Armstrong. He passes it to Weinberg underneath.
That is a great defensive possession there.
It was.
Jake Kozar. I mean, he got right up there. I mean, Chase is a little bit taller than him, but he got in there, got the ball from him, caused a jump ball, but the Owls retain it.
10-4, your Owls lead. 3:27 to go in the first. There's a pass to Adam Ward underneath. Out to France for three. Little hard. Nasir Armstrong with a rebound, but they're going to get him with a travel. He got the rebound but fell on the ground. Good box out there by Nasir.
Yeah, great hustle by Nasir as well, going up there to get that. Just lost his balance and fortunately traveled. And, I mean, here's the Gators going the other way. And, I mean, Funk is breaking this with ease as the Owls are going to pick up another foul. This one's on Chase. So,
well, four of the starters, one foul apiece. Nobody's in trouble, but they got to quit that.
Now,
Funk is everywhere.
I think the Owls are realizing that. They're going to back off this press here for the time being because, I mean, he's breaking this with ease, and he's giving his guys wide-open layups underneath.
Here's Funk down low, a little reverse jumper, short. Warner with the rebound. Outlets to France. The Owls are off and running. Back to Warner. He's going to take the three. Armstrong, strong for the rebound and got pushed in the back. That's going to be on Jake Couser. That's his first and the team's first. Owls are going to inbound under their own basket, leading 10-4. Weinberg, 8-footer short.
Chase just didn't get the legs underneath that shot. He went up, caught it off the jump, came back down and went right back up. Really didn't get the best shot off, so Port Allegheny's going the other way. Here's Funk for three. I mean, he has a good-looking shot. None of these have fallen, but that he has a smooth shot.
Yep. Owls come away with a rebound. Warner drives down. Adam Ward, the corner, up top to France. France sees a little opening, and they got him on a carry.
The Owls have gotten a little sloppy here offensively in the past, I don't know, 2-3 minutes. So let's see if they can break that out. But they go back into this 1-2-2. Let's see if they get it to Funk in the middle of the court. They do, and it's going to be a 3-on-2. Funk with a nice, nifty pass.
Another no-look pass. Funk is pretty creative, and he's a big guy. Looks like it's off Port Allegheny. The Owls are going to have possessions. 2:15 to go in the first quarter. Your Bradford Owls lead the Port Allegheny Gators 10-4. Adam Ward brings it up court. Jake France thought about a three, looking for an open bat. Adam's going to take a 15-footer, and he's on the board. Very good. Nice jump shot by Adam Ward. Your Owls lead 12-4. Pressure on the ball. Weinberg.
Mike Funk once again.
Yep.
Thought about the three. He's going to take it this time, and that one's off. And it's going to be out of bounds off of the Gators. So the Owls will retain possession. They're up 12-4 with 1:42 here left in the first quarter.
Yeah, that was caused by Armstrong, really. Couser was there for the board, and Armstrong contested it. Went out of bounds off Armstrong, or out of Couser. Chase. Chase Weinberg thought about the three. He sees an open Armstrong underneath and hit him with a beautiful pass.
I mean, the Owls continue to press, but it's just not being quite effective here. Port's been breaking it pretty easily, and they're going to go to the line here and shoot two as the Owls pick up their fifth team foul. This one looks like it's going to go against Brendan Warner. So Warner has two fouls here with 1:12 left here in the first quarter.
I thought they were going to get Stark with that one. So, Talon Reese is going to make his first appearance here for Warner.
And Amel's at the line. He just attempted the first one and made it. So, he has four on the game.
So, Talon Reese, a common starter throughout the years back in the game, paying tribute to the seniors.
And Amel's second is good. So, Amel has 5 of the 6 points here for Port Allegheny.
Reese with the ball to France. Weinberg down, tries to get it down low to Ward, but it's intercepted. 56 seconds to go in the first. The Owls lead 14-6. And it's stolen away by Weinberg. He's got Adam Ward for the layup, and it's good. Chase with a beautiful assist again. The Owls lead 16-6.
Chase has been doing it all here in the first half, playing defense, and also he's gotten 4 points for himself, and he's also created 4 points for the Owls. So he's accounted for 50% of the points here for the Owls early on. As
Port Allegheny gets it. Whoa! The ball was headed our way. Port Allegheny got it down low. They're just not making that shot. Nice pass down low to Couser, and the layup was off the mark, and the Owls rebounded it and then threw it away. Almost hit us, folks. We're in the game here. And there's Armstrong. Armstrong steals it. France for three. Short. Armstrong comes away with it. Gets it out to Weinberg. Down low to Adam Ward. Reese for three. Off the mark. Adam Ward hustles for another board. Weinberg. Misses. And the clock runs out. So your score at the end of one is going to be your Bradford Owls 16, Port Allegheny Gators 6. We'll take a short break. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Owl's Nest. James Patrick here along with Gavin Piscitelli. The Owls come out strong in the first quarter. They currently lead 16-6, Gavin.
Yeah, and you know, a lot of it's been from the havoc they've caused defensively. However, Port Allegheny, you know, that once the game got going, they got more comfortable with the zone press that the Owls like to run. We're able to break with ease, but the Owls do a great job of recovering, getting everybody back on a body. And they've just made, in the half court, Port Allegheny can't do anything. Their 6 points really came from the free throw line and fast, and yeah, in a fast break 3-pointer. So
I'll tell you, if they could have hit some of them, you know, those underneath when they got it down low, we'd be a tight game right now.
And the Owls have been super effective offensively, you know, effective, efficient. It's just been great ball movement, open shots, taking good shots, and knocking them down, which gets them out to this 10-point lead.
Ward, Weinberg, Reese, France, Armstrong in the game right now for your Owls. And there's a travel on Nick Wilfong. Owls are going to gain possession with a 10-point lead.
And checking in for the first time this game for the Gators is Levi Wilfong. He's going to give Braylon Button a breather here.
And the student section had a nice cheer after that one. They've got the ESPN studio set up over there. Jake thought about a 15-footer. Armstrong's going to take a three. Oh, off the mark. And Chase cleans it up. France for three. And it's off the mark. Armstrong up high for the rebound. Comes Adam Ward with a reverse layup. So Armstrong fought for the rebound. Adam Ward picked up the dirty laundry. There's a long outlet pass. And Port Allegheny is on the board there with the Levi Wilfong layup. So Bradford pressed pretty hard there, left the guy wide open at the other end.
That's just Jared Funk in the middle there. I mean, he's been their eyes on breaking the press. They get in it to him in the middle, and he's able to dish it out to the open guy. He's been giving them good looks.
They might have helped us out right there. We had a pretty good angle. Port Allegheny player lost control of the dribble. It went out of bounds. So your Owls lead 18-8. 6:32 to go in the first half.
And checking in for the first time for the Gators is Austin Hamilton. He's going to have the responsibility of guarding Jake France here on this defensive possession.
France up top. Oh. France saw an opening, and he's speedy, so he took off.
That foul's going to be on Austin Hamilton. It's going to be the team's first here in the second.
Jake saw a little opening and went for it. Wasn't a very strong foul.
No, it really wasn't.
Weinberg in the corner. Looks for Armstrong underneath. He's covered. Back up top to France. France sets the play. Jake penetrates, dishes off to Adam Ward. Adam's too quick.
Ward's having himself a good game here.
Eight points for Adam Ward. Oh, that was a...
There's Funk again creating an opportunity. Got right into the paint. He pump fake Chase, who got him in the air. And then he realized he had Causer on the block. Got it down to him. He got fouled, and he's going to shoot two, and that's going to be on Chase. That's his second, team's first here in the second quarter. Yep. So Codzer's going to go to the line. He's going to shoot two. First one comes up short. That one's no good. And Wyatt Stark's going to check into the game for Nasir Armstrong. And great minutes from Nasir.
It is. I get Chase out of there right now. Second free throw by Causer, right, is good. I'm worried about Weinberg right now. Oh, and a telegraph pass stolen, but Jake France steals it back.
Watch out. Hamilton's coming from behind, but Jake finds Chase underneath. Good job there by Jake. Got the defender to step up, found Chase underneath, played it up. Chase now has 6 points.
22-9, your Owls lead. Pressure on the ball, Ward and Weinberg.
And they got Funk to travel.
Oh. He got frustrated. Danny Marasco is going to come into the game for the first time for Weinberg. That makes me feel better. I don't want Chase to pick up that third one here in the first half. So Reese to France in the corner. France with a couple great moves. And what a drive. The shot didn't go in, but he juked three guys.
Jake's a very, very shifty guy out there. I mean, that was a nifty play by him. And they're going to get Wardy with a foul here. That's a tough one to pick up if you're Wardy.
Okay, that's two on Adam Ward, and that's two on the team.
So the Owls now have three guys with two fouls here. Early in the second quarter, you got Ward, Warner, and Weinberg. So that's going to be interesting to see as this game goes on.
Yes, here comes Marcus Twilliger. And there's a rebound by Port Allegheny and a putback by Levi Wilfong.
Wilfong's been a little spark off the bench here.
He has.
In the second
He's got
quarter.
4 points. 22-11, your Owls lead. Marcus Twilliger waiting to check in. Reese with a long three off the mark, and it goes up off the top of the backboard. So Adam Ward's going to get a breather here with two fouls.
Just looking at Coach Bernardi after that shot, I don't think he was a big fan of it. Kind of early in possession. It was just off the first pass, and normally, you know, when you get into an offensive possession, unless you're extremely wide open, you don't really take a shot off the first pass. And Hamilton, I mean, he's breaking that press with ease as well. So Funk and Hamilton are able to get through this press. And that's a strong take by Braylon Button.
Braylon Button, strong off the backboard. 22-13, your Owls lead. Starkey's going to take a three. Get in there. Yeah! Wyatt Stark with a three ball. The Owls lead 25-13.
And with that bucket, all six seniors got on the score sheet tonight, so that's awesome to see.
There's a turnover out of bounds. I want to yell at Wyatt right now. He's right by the scorer's table. But we didn't do that. That's great. All six seniors are on the board already.
That's great to see, and a great shot there by Wyatt. I mean, to be able to take that three-pointer with confidence, I thought it was going to rattle out, but it rattled in. Got the shooter's touch on that one.
Reese looking to get on the board. Talon Reese is on the board with a 12-foot jumper. 27-13, the Owls lead. Pressure on the ball here. Stark in France. Twilliger in the corner. Stark is going to get his first foul.
That's a, I don't know, it looked like Starkey got all ball on that one. But again, he was tasked with guarding Funk on that, and Funk severely out-heights him. So that was a good effort by Starkey, and Funk will go to the line and shoot two. First one is up and good. So believe it or not, with all of that Funk's done tonight, that's the first point he scored.
Yeah, I hope it doesn't lead to more because he's been pretty good.
And that one's good, too. Like we said earlier on, I mean, he has such a silky shooting stroke. It's just a surprise that none of the shots been able to fall before those two free throws right there.
France down low to Stark. To Daniel Marasco, who's open up high off the glass.
That's a great take by Marasco as well.
Marasco's on the board.
To go up there with his left hand one-handed over top of the defender and bank it in is a great take. And there, and on the other end, he grabs the board off of the butt and miss, and the Owls are going to push it. Jake's ahead of everyone, and Jake's going to lay it in for two and extend the lead to 16.
31-15, 2:50 to go in the first half. The building is electric right now, folks.
And they're going to get Jake with one right here.
Well, he didn't want to be the only player without two fouls. So Jake becomes our fourth player with two fouls here in the first half.
We got a
stoppage.
Yeah, it looks like we're ready to go. I don't know what that was about, but
I think Daniel Marasco had a shoe problem. So Port Allegheny with possession. Long three ball. Out of bounds. And here comes Carter Cawley into the game for Daniel Marasco.
And the Owls can live with that shot that Port Allegheny took there. I mean, he was out almost by the white volleyball line. So if they're going to make those shots, you just have to deal with them beating you that way. But they will live with that shot every possession for the rest of the game.
Brendan Warner comes in for Wyatt Stark, who's been in there the whole time so far. So he gets a breather. France still out there running things with Reese. Terwilliger's going to take a three ball off the mark. Oh, and Reese pulls a guy down. So Reese is going to get on the foul board. We'll call it a foul board tonight. That's the fifth foul on your Owls in the second quarter here.
And that's going to put the Gators in the bonus for the rest of the quarter, which is 2 minutes and 14 seconds. So that's just an extremely tough foul to pick up. I mean, you're 90 feet away from your own basket.
Yep.
You reach in, and you're giving Port Allegheny a chance for 2 points right here.
I'll tell you, the score is what it is, but it's got the feeling that Port Allegheny could make a run.
It really is, especially with Funk. I mean, he's been doing it all tonight. And so Kozer's at the line. First one comes up well short. He's going to get one more. It's 31-15 in favor of your Owls here on senior night. Kozer's second, and that one's good. So Jake Kozer with 2 points here.
He needs that first one to warm up.
Yeah.
I didn't even see who that was. Is that Boo Warner?
It was.
Warner hits a three ball from the corner. That was shaded. 34-16, the Owls lead. 1:58 to go in the first half. Nice move. Nice move there by Braylon Button. He got the pass from Funk, and Port Allegheny gets a two ball. Warner to France.
Let's see if the Owls slow this possession up, you know, kill maybe 40 seconds, just, you know, get a good look.
We want to get Carter Cawley on the board. Long shots long.
So Funk's going to bring it the other way. That's a corner three. No good. Button almost runs it down. It's going to come back to Funk. Good defense by Twill. You're not letting him get a shot off. Oh, and Twilliger gets the steal. He's going the other way, and he got fouled there.
Fouled by Austin Hamilton. That's his second. If there's one flaw in Funk's game, when he picks up the dribble.
Yep.
He picks up the dribble, and he gets frustrated.
Yeah, he kind of goes into panic mode, not quite sure what to do. But off the dribble. I mean, he's deadly off the dribble.
Twilliger with the ball to Reese. Reese to Warner. Warner's going to take a 3.5 pointer.
And a good rebound by Talon Reese there. Go up above everyone else, tip it out to himself, get an extra possession for the Owls here as we approach, as we're under a minute left here in the second.
Reese to Cawley. Cawley had three guys on him, got it away from him. 44 seconds to go in the first. Port all the way. That was Isaac Amel, and it was off the mark. And the Owls come away with a board again. Looked like Talon Reese. Jake France down low.
Inside
Marcus
Terwilliger.
Beautiful pass. Terwilliger's on the board. 27 seconds to go. 18-point lead for your Bradford Owls.
This has been great team basketball from the Owls here tonight. They have 9 guys currently on the score sheet.
There's a long three ball off the mark. Reese high for the rebound.
Yeah, Jake leading out, but good defense there by Port Allegheny. Get back, but Jake's got a corner three. That one's no good. 3 seconds left. Amo has it. Is he going to get a shot off? He is.
It is
no good.
Okay. So at the half, your Bradford Owls currently lead 36-18 over the Port Allegheny Gators. We're going to tally up some stats, and we'll be back for your halftime show. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store. Honesty and integrity go hand in hand. Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsons, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls basketball. This is James Patrick along with Gavin Piscatelli at the half. Your Bradford Owls currently lead 36-18 over the Port Allegheny Gators. Great all-around performance, Gavin.
Great performance. You know, be able to get nine guys on the score sheet in the first half is phenomenal.
Yep.
You got a 18-point lead where you've only allowed 18 points, so you're doubling up. I mean, that was probably one of the best halves I've seen out of the Owls this year.
Indeed. They did get into a little bit of foul trouble with four of the five starters with two fouls. Ward, France, Warner, and Weinberg all with two fouls, but they should be okay since they didn't pick up that third one.
Absolutely.
I want them to be able to close out senior night here. The Owls have six seniors once again: Adam Ward, Jake France, Brendan Warner, Chase Weinberg, Wyatt Stark, and Nazir Armstrong.
And all six of them got on the score sheet, so that's good. Little box score here: Adam Ward leading the way for the Owls with eight, Jake France with five, Brendan Warner and Chase Weinberg each have six, Wyatt Stark with three, and then Armstrong, Reese, Twilliger, and Marasco each putting in two for the Owls. And then for the Port Allegheny Gators, Isaac Amel and Braylon Button leading the way, both with 5 points. Levi Wilfong came in the second quarter, had 4 points for him. And then Kazer and Jared Funk putting in two for a total of 18. Again, the Owls lead 36-18. And a quick little out-of-town score update. The St. Bonaventure Bonnies are on the road at Dayton currently taking on the 21st-ranked Flyers, and they have a 32-28 lead with 18-18 left in the second half. Chad Venning leading the way for the Bonnies with 10 points.
Let's go, Bonnies! So not both teams. The Owls are back out to do their warm-ups. Like we said, there's a special buzz in the air tonight. Real nice crowd. Student section's all set up. They've got the ESPN studio over there in the front row. They told me they were doing my job tonight.
They're out doing us.
On my way, yeah, they are. They got sideline reporters and everything else.
They're a lot better dressed than we are as well. I mean, when you're on ESPN, yeah, you're on camera, so you have to be better dressed.
They are.
Unlike us, but.
They are. Once again, thank you for tuning in, spending your Friday night with us here at WSB Sports. We're going to take a short break. We'll be right back with you for the second half. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest. We're coming out of the halftime festivities here at the Owl's Nest. Bradford currently leads 36-18 over the Port Allegheny Gators. A strange thing, just because it's not normal, Port Allegheny spent the entire break in their locker room, did not come out and warm up.
And I would expect them to come out very motivated and fiery from experience to those halftime talks. So, The Owls just have to be ready to play here in the second half. You know, if they can put another effort like they did in the first half, that'd be a perfect ending to their senior night here.
Yep. We're going to start with Ward, France, Warner, Weinberg, and Armstrong. All seniors on the floor for the Owls to start the second half. Adam Ward, top of the key.
And in the early looks here, Port Allegheny shifted into a 2-3 zone. And the Owls have been looking to get it inside to Chase, and they do, but it's tipped away. So the Gators doing a good job early on, not giving up any good looks inside or on the perimeter. But Jake slicing and dicing his way through, and it's rebounded by Funk. And where are we going to get? A jump ball.
Armstrong with his quick hands created a turnover, but it ended up as a jump ball. But that's, you know, good hustle by Nasir.
This year's been all over the court tonight when it comes to rebounding and playing defense. He's on every loose ball. You look there, there's Nasir.
There's Funk again, picking up his dribble, and I don't know.
Oh, that was too easy for Isaac Amel.
Isaac Amel takes it from half court and lays it in, straight down the lane.
Too easy there.
Armstrong.
Good pass there by Armstrong.
Weinberg
the
at the foul line, out to Warner for three, off the mark. Armstrong, strong rebound. Reverse layup is in. Nasir Armstrong.
Good job by Nasir there.
And the Owls back up by 18, and there's a foul by Armstrong. I think. It is.
Yep.
Well, I mean, he was the only one there, but that happens if they call somebody else sometimes. Port Allegheny's going to inbound. Owls lead 38-20. Armstrong, defensive pressure on the ball. He gets picked. Warner picks his man up. He gets picked. I'll tell you, it is a different.
Very different.
As you said, very different Port Allegheny team. I don't think it was a very pleasant halftime speech.
And Amel's been, he's out here on man on the mission. That's two baskets where he's just found, like, willed his way inside, I should say, to get some points. And on the other end, there's Chase, cleaning up a few rebounds and getting two more.
Warner missed a shot. Adam Ward got a rebound, missed a shot. Chase Weinberg cleaned that up and put it in.
There's Funk again, almost thrown it away when he picks up his dribble. So Funk's been doing a lot of good things tonight, but if you're the Owls, first thing you have to do, make him pick up his dribble and get pressure in his face, because that's when he just goes into panic mode, not quite sure what to do with the ball, and just kind of throws it carelessly as he's trying to make a play.
And Port Allegheny threw it out of bounds, so your Owls are coming across the timeline. 5:44 to go in the third quarter, currently leading 40-22.
Looks like they're just going to slow things down here. There's an oop up top.
Oh, wow. Weinberg cleans that up.
Jake ooped it up to Nasir. Went up with one hand, almost came down with it. Kind of just deflected it right to Chase, and he lays it up. And in for two, Chase now with 10 on the night.
42-22. The Owls up to a 20-point lead. There's a missed shot. Weinberg with the rebound. France. Armstrong, nice move and a layup. Armstrong got his man in the air and just went right around him. We're going to take a break. That's a full timeout. Your Owls currently lead 44-22. This is Bradford Owls Basketball, WSB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back. James Patrick along with Gavin Piscitelli. It is a different Port Allegheny team that showed up in the second half, but...
But is right.
the Owls have just went kind of crazy themselves.
Yeah, Nasir and Chase have really taken over this early parts of the third quarter. They've each put in 4 points. Bradford currently has 8 on the corner, so they've scored all 8 of the Owls' points here in the quarter. I mean, they've just been doing it, everything out there. I mean, Nasir, every loose ball, he's getting there. Every rebound, Chase is there.
And the
4 baskets they've scored this quarter have been so easy. They've been so easy. They've all been layups.
There's a quick hand by Weinberg who gets a steal. Oh, and the Owls keep possession. Here goes Warner to Weinberg. He gets blocked. Nasir hustles for the saves it. Okay, and it does go out off of Nasir. Started off with great hands by Weinberg to create the turnover. There's a lot of hustle there.
And that was a tough call. I mean, from over here, I clearly saw that went off of Nick Wilfong, and I think everyone in the gym knew it went off of Nick Wilfong except the official that made that call. And so the Owls go back into this pressure, but Port gets out of it pretty easily, and they find Funk, guarded by Armstrong. Funk in for two.
And that's what I thought we'd see more of. That was a strong move by Funk down the lane. He's a big body, and he can dribble well.
I'll tell you what, the Owls just came down. Wardy took a shot, didn't go, but that's a great box out by Isaac Amel to prevent Chase from getting to that board.
Nick Wilfong runs the Port Allegheny offense. Here goes Funk. Funk all the way to the foul line, tries to get it to one of his guys. It's a 3 ball from the corner.
We're going to get a push, I think, on Port Allegheny on that rebound. I think someone pushed underneath the hoop to try and get the rebound, and that's what we're getting here. It's on Button. That's his first, I believe.
Yep, and the team's first. Into the game comes Levi Wilfong, who's a little spark plug for him in the first half. Wilfong's into the game for Button.
And after that timeout by the Gators, they've gone back to man. They started out this third quarter in a 2-3 zone. Wasn't quite working as the Owls were able to find some open layups, and now they've gone back to a man. And Jake down the lane to Chase. And there's 2 more for Mr. Weinberg.
Well, I'll tell you, he got raked across the face and everything, and they didn't call it. Strong to the hole, Chase Weinberg. There's a quick hand by Warner. Almost creates a turnover. Wyatt Stark's going to check back into the game for Nasir Armstrong. Nasir gets a nice hand. Good hustle by that young man. They get it into Funk, who lays it in.
Yeah, like you were saying, that's what I expected out of Funk.
Yeah, right from the get-go.
I mean, it's early in the second half, that's all he's done, and it's worked so efficiently for him. And, the Owls haven't been able to stop Funk.
And there was a sloppy possession by the Owls. They threw it away, went into the backcourt, and out of bounds. So Port Allegheny down by 20, 46-26, 3:09 to go. Whoa.
Crazy shot there underneath.
I don't know who they're going to call that on. They call that on Brendan Warner. That's his third. That's going to be Jake Kauser going to the line. Let's see if he misses the first one and makes a second.
that's
his MO.
Yeah, it is. And, oh, my Lord, we got a wedgie.
I have never seen a wedgie on a free throw.
We got a wedgie. It hit the front rim.
somehow bounce between the backboard and the rim.
I have never seen a wedgie from a foul line.
Ion Eagle smiling somewhere right now with that.
And he makes the second one.
There it is. Ion Eagle smiling somewhere right now with that wedgie up there.
Obviously, it gets stuck when you shoot it from the correct angle, but not from the foul line. Jake France down the lane. I think they gave Jake an extra step. Unless his feet are that quick. But he lays it in. The Owls lead 48-27. There's Funk with a three ball.
That's a tough shot there. That was Funk.
He contested three by Funk. He's on fire here in the third quarter.
Yeah, 7 third quarter points. And there's Starkey. No good, but Warner follows it up.
Good hustle. Good cleanup there. Stark's shot was off the mark. Warner for the rebound and the putback. 50-29, your Owls lead. 2 minutes and 10 seconds to go in the third quarter. Kind of shaded here. Oh, and there's a foul. Uh-oh, that might be on Warner. It is.
I think they actually got Weinberg on that one.
Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. I mixed up the one and the two.
Nonetheless, both have three.
They both have three, but I didn't want them to have four. Yeah.
And Boo's going to get a breather here.
There's a three ball from Port off the mark. Reese with a rebound. And the Owls quick down the court. Reese into the lane. France down all the way. Jake,
take there by
Jake.
Jake,
that first step by him is so quick. He's right around his man, and he lays it in.
Good job by Port, though. I mean, they're not going away. I mean, it's 52-29, and they're treating this like it's a three-point ball game. And there's two more. That's Emil. Emil has 6 here in the second.
There's Adam Ward underneath, wide open. Lays it in. That's 10 points on the game for Adam Ward.
We got a track meet going.
We do. We do have a track meet. It's fun to watch. Shots going up left and right.
Got a travel on the corner. Jake Kozer took a few steps before he put the ball down, and it's going to be Al's ball up 54-31 with 1:06 left here in the third.
Looks like Funk's going to get a 1 minute rest here. They brought in Austin Hamilton.
We actually got a timeout.
And it's going to be a full timeout, so we'll take a break with them. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the Owl's Nest. Gavin, this is just fun to watch.
It really is. I mean, it's just great team basketball. I mean, it's not individual. No one's taking anybody one-on-one with every four guys standing around watching. I mean, sure, Jake's going to the hoop, but he's going there with a purpose because he has that quick first step to get by a defender.
Yep.
And then on the other end, poor. I mean, they're down by 23 right now. They're treating this like it's a five-point game with how they're playing.
They are. And I'm impressed with what their coach got them, whatever he said at halftime. I'm impressed. I'm always impressed when a team that's down big can gut it out anyways.
Yeah. It shows how much character Port has. That definitely goes a long way.
Stark to Collie. Collie loses control, and Port Allegheny comes away with it.
Great hustle by both Will Fung and Collie to get on the floor there. Will Fung came away with it, but this is just good high school basketball.
43 seconds to go in the third quarter. Owls lead by 23, 54-31. Good defense by the Owls. Port Allegheny just around the outside. They're kind of lost without Funk on Funk on the floor. He's really their leader.
Yeah, Funk's been their catalyst all night.
He took a 1 minute breather here.
And there's Starkey with a steal, but it goes back to Hamilton.
inside to Causer, and Causer lays it up. Two more for Jake Causer.
And 5 seconds left. Here comes Reese. Down to
Jake doesn't France. Know it. Now he does in the corner for three.
Oh, off the back rim. So at the end of three, your Owls currently lead 54-33. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to fourth quarter action here at the Owl's Nest. James Patrick along with Gavin Piscatelli, and we are honored to bring this to you tonight. Thank you for tuning in with us. The Owls have possession to start the fourth quarter. And there's two guys not on the same page. So Port Allegheny's going to take over. 54-33, your Owls lead. We're going to get to the, I'm sure the seniors will come out one at a time, get a nice ovation here in a little bit.
Just early on here, no Funk still. Wondering maybe if his night is done.
That's surprising.
It really is. Yeah. I mean, 8 minutes is a quarter in basketball is a long time. Anything can happen. As we got a foul here on Port Allegheny.
There's Adam Ward just fighting for the ball. 24, Jake Causer. Foul on Jake. That's his second and the first team foul. Armstrong, France, Reese, Ward.
And Weinberg.
And Weinberg in there for your Owls. Reese fakes a three, dribbles to the foul line, kicks it out to France. France with a couple dribbles. Weinberg at the three-point line, down low to Armstrong. Tipped away, but Armstrong maintains control to France. So Armstrong keeping the ball alive, open the lane. He gets it to France, and Jake says, oh, it's open.
Yeah,
I'm going. And he gets fouled. He'll shoot two. Spider, if you're out there, we're going to do this one for you. It's off the mark.
Yeah, first time the Owls have been to the line tonight.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Try to get a tribute to Tom here.
Count it. There it is. Yeah, so the Owls go to the line for the first time tonight with 7 minutes and 2 seconds left in the game.
Wow.
And they put up 55 points.
There's Funk back in the game. And he just shot a long three. So he's a totally different player in the second half.
He's got 10 second half points here, and he has 12 on the game. He is their leading scorer. And we got a charge. Good take there by number 24, Jake Causer. Just step in the lane and take one.
Okay, I didn't like that at all. I mean, it was a great call, but that's four on Weinberg. They better get somebody, Daniel Marasco or somebody up. And there's a pass down low to Levi Wilfong, who lays it in.
And I mean, just like this, it's a 17-point game. What'd she say? 17 points is a lot. And a nice move there by Talon.
He didn't get paid for it.
I mean, 17 points you may think is a lot, but the way Port's been playing in the second half, I would not be surprised with anything.
There's a quick hand by Adam Ward, almost turnover. There's a quick hand by Weinberg, risking that fifth foul, and he steals it. There's a Weinberg layup, give and go, France and Weinberg.
Good to see out of chase there.
We got to get them out of there, though.
We do.
We need a whistle.
We got to get these six seniors out, give them a nice little standing ovation here.
There's Armstrong with a steal. Armstrong looking up court. He's going to go coast to coast.
That is so nifty from Nasir.
Oh, what a great performance. Good stuff.
Nice little Euro into a half reverse layup. That was a great move by Nasir.
They look like the Showtime Lakers tonight. There's a rebound by France. Or, France, Reese. He turned it over. I think they're running out of steam in this track
meet. And that's going to be Chase's fifth.
That's Chase's fifth foul. And that's going to be it for Chase. Oh, that's five, buddy. Chase gets a nice applause by the crowd.
That's good to see for Chase.
We knew we wanted to get him out of there. We had no control of it. I guess I could have thrown my headset on the court or something, so they dropped it. But there's a long three ball for Port off the mark, and it's out of bounds off of Port Allegheny.
So with Chase fouling out here with 5:02 left, he's going to finish the game with 14 points. Good for Chase.
Yes. Great performance on both ends. Warner with the ball to France. France fakes a three. Stark dribbles down, hands it off to Reese. Reese is going to take a three there. That's short. And rebounded by Funk, who's going to bring it all the way down the court and take a three himself.
Oh, that one looked good, just a little long.
Here comes Jake France running the court. Whoa, and he lost control.
I think Jake thought that was tipped out of bounds, and we may.
Yeah, they may change it.
We may get a ref coming together here, and it will be Bradford ball.
Yep. Jake was dribbling down court, and a quick hand from Port Allegheny came in there and knocked it out. Your Owls lead 59-38, 4.5 minutes to go in the game. Oh. They tried to get it in, and they're all trying to foul out, I think. That's going to be on Warner. That is his fourth with 4:29 to go. So Port Allegheny still fighting, like you said, like it's a tight game, which is great to see.
And there's an offensive foul?
Offensive foul. Looks like on 24. He's yelling at the ref. That's Jake Kauser. That's his third. The ref didn't look at him, or he might have got himself a D.
I'll need to get it across midcourt here. They're taking a little bit too much time, but Jake does get it across just in time. And Talon's going to pick up a foul here for a moving screen.
I think does everybody want to foul out?
They must.
Are they trying to foul out? That's the fourth foul on the Owls in the quarter. Here comes Funk. Funk down the lane. One extra step that wasn't called, then a turnaround jumper. Wyatt Stark with the rebound. Out to Warner. Wyatt, take
Stark,
it.
Stark, he's thinking about it. He was thinking about it.
He was open. And that's out to Adam Ward, who drives in.
Nice pass by Wardy.
Ward to Warner. Very unselfish, the whole team tonight. Great, great extra pass. There's a pass cross court to Amel. Nick Wolfong back out running to the offense. And there's a foul on Jake France, his fourth. And I don't know. That's two shots, and into the game's going to come Narcier Armstrong, who only has once, and he's not coming in for the guys that have four fouls. He's coming in for Talon Reese.
Called on the sub a little bit too early there, as they are going to the line because it's the 15th foul in the quarter.
I really thought that was Jake's fourth, and they only got him with three on the scoreboard.
And first one from Wilfong, no good.
61-38. The Owls lead, 3:20 to go in the game. You've heard it all night long. Great all-around performance, offensively, defensively. Nobody's been selfish. It's just—it's so fun to watch when they get it rolling.
It really is. And so Wilfong, he makes a second.
And he's on the scoreboard tonight, Nick Wilfong. Warner?
Oh, he's definitely thinking about pulling that one from deep. But
start for three.
Oh, looked good from Starkey.
It did look good. Here's a long outlet and a lay-in by Towser. That was a nice. I didn't see you through the pass, but it was a nice assist. They cut the lead to 20 points with 3 minutes to go. Jake France. Stark again. Oh, he's wide open. Warner, foul line. Brings it back out.
With 2:30 left in the game.
Doesn't pick up his dribble. Oh, did they save that? They did.
Seared.
And there's Warner.
A little short, and Wyatt's going to pick up a foul. He went over the top there to try and get that board.
He did. And that's the second one on Stark, and Port Allegheny's going to shoot two.
So with 2:23 left, the Owls are up 61-41. Port's going to shoot two layups. I feel like in the next minute or so is when we're going to start seeing the Coach Bernardi empty the bench, get these seniors their senior night moment where the crowd, you know, can applaud them, give them their ovation, which is always a special part of senior night. So that should be coming any minute here. First one from Button, no good. Just a little score update from UD Arena in Dayton, Ohio. Bonnies and Flyers tied at 54 with 7 minutes to go as Button makes the second.
Button makes the second, yes. And Armstrong is, they got him on a carry. Good defense there by Jake Kauser. 19-point game with 2:11 to go on senior night at the Owl's Nest. Long pass. What a save. I hope that kid's okay.
Heck of an effort from Will Fung.
Is that kid okay?
He's back up and running.
Oh, my God. I didn't see him hit, but holy cow. Okay, Boo Warner for three. And it's good. That save down there was something.
That was very impressive.
I knew he was going to go down awkwardly.
I kind of felt that from over here.
There's a pass down low. Don't jump, guys.
Button's going to head back to the line.
And who's going to get that one? Number two, Armstrong.
And it looks like as we're looking down the bench here, Coach Bernardi is going to empty out the bench and get these five seniors their moment here on senior night. That's just spectacular. So Button's first, no good. Is that a common theme with the Gators tonight? Yep. They like to miss the first one and they get the second.
I'm going to stand with them, Gavin.
I will as well.
Great performance. Great job. Great work for all the years by these seniors. Nice moment of recognition for all of them.
You love to see that. You really do.
Yep.
And fortunate for me, I was able to play my last year of high school basketball with five of them. I got to play with Wardy, Jake, Boo, Weinberg, and Starkey, and just every day coming to practice, those five guys. I mean, their freshman year was the year after COVID, so no fans were here. It kind of like felt like open gyms when we were playing. I mean, they put in effort. I had a great time with those guys. And, you know, after watching Nasir this year, I would have loved to play a year with him because seems like a really good kid, great team player. And, you know, these guys, every day for the past 4 years, they really busted their butt. They were thrown into a tough situation. You know, they were the first year after Coach Hobbs moved on. They had, you know, two different coaches. So I applaud them, and I wish them nothing but the best as they move forward.
We've got a freshman in there. I don't know which one it is. Can you tell me? Anyways, Daniel Marasco with a nice drive and a lay-in. I don't know which one that is, but he looks scared to death. But he's in there. And there's a long three and a rebound by number 24. The kid on the score sheet. Marasco to Williger. 30 seconds to go. Reese.
And I think Coach Bernard is just going to tell him, pull it out.
Daniel Marasco, yeah.
Maybe get Carter a
maybe
bucket.
Maybe Carter
here.
Gets a bucket.
Oh, nope. That looks so good.
Carter is the only player without a bucket. 13 seconds to go, 66-42, your Owls lead. There's an open three ball off the mark. Out of bounds off of Bradford. And it's going to run out. Your final score tonight is going to be your Bradford Owls 66 and the Port Allegheny Gators 42. Great game, great performance. We'll be back with a post-game show in just a bit. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner's Circle sponsors, helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back. Just sitting here enjoying some post-game. A lot of alumni in town tonight. Group of about seven friends there. Just got a nice picture at half court. Old guys like me. Doug Fee. Both. Anyways, JD and all them guys. Welcome back, James Patrick, along with Gavin Piscatelli. Your Owls win the game tonight, 66-42. Great overall performance, offensively, defensively. It was great to watch. If you were here, you know exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes.
So go ahead, Gavin. What do you got?
All right. We'll start out with the Gators first. Austin Hamilton with three. Isaac Amo with 11. He had a strong second half. And then Jared Funk was the leader tonight, 12 points, including 10 in the second half. Nick Wilfong hit a single free throw. Braylon Button had a strong game with 6 points. Jake Kauser with 7. And Levi Wilfong with 6. And then for the Owls, this is going to be long. We got 9 guys on the score sheet tonight. I'll save the seniors for last. So Talon Reese with 2. Marcus Twilliger with 2. Danny Marasco with 4. And then Wyatt Stark, a senior, came in, hit a 3. Good for Wyatt. You love to see it. Nasir Armstrong, 8. And then you get into this top four right here. 4 guys in double digits. Wardy and Jake Franz with 10. Brendan Warner with 13. And then Chase, your leader tonight, with 14. And I guess he's got the last say since he said, hey, guys, guess what? You played 2 extra more minutes than I did because I fouled out. So
they all teetered with fouling out. Fun to watch. Good stuff. The Owls get back on the winning track. Couldn't have scripted senior night any better
than that. On senior night, you always want to win big so you can give the seniors that moment where they come off the court for one last time and, let the crowd take it all in. And it's truly, truly one of the greatest moments that you'll have in your high school career.
I'll tell you, quite a bit of alumni here. A lot of people just hanging around the court with a lot of good memories and smiles, it's looking like. I'm going to go join them in a little bit here. Our next broadcast will be Tuesday from here at the Owl's Nest, where your boys will take on Dubois.
Dubois, yep.
Dubois. So I always like to tell everybody 7:15 is safe. The game's scheduled for 7:30, but these things are usually a few minutes early. So once again, the score tonight, your Bradford Owls 66, Port Allegheny Gators 42, Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.